صابيها
حماية نضل حماية
حماية نضل حماية.
Before these Iraqi military cadets can lead, they must first learn to follow. Here at the Zaqo Military Academy in the Kurdish region of the country, young Iraqis are being trained to march, to shoot, to follow orders, and to commit themselves to defending a united Iraq. It is a dangerous occupation. Insurgents have targeted and killed cadets and their families. These two cadets, one Sunni, the other Shia, are from Baghdad. They declined to give their names, but say neither insurgent attacks nor their ethnic differences will prevent them from serving their country.
We came here to complete our training and to serve and protect our country. We see no difference between the factions. This academy has taught us not to make any difference between Sunni and Shia. We are here to serve our country.
This facility is one of three military academies in Iraq that have trained more than 600 cadets. The United States has contributed about $9 million in the past 2 years to renovate and equip this academy in Zaqo. Sergeant James Evans, a U.S. military advisor, says building a disciplined and effective military begins with well-trained and dedicated officers.
The key to a successful military is to have officers that can leave an academy and take over a company or a platoon. And this is what we're here for, is to set Iraq back on its feet again.
Academy officials say more is needed to turn this fledgling army into a battle-ready military force. Lieutenant Abdullah Ramadan says in addition to more cadets and more advanced weapons, the officers need to believe in themselves.
It's right. Everything changed, and most of the terrorists come to Iraq and they kill civilian, innocent people, child, elderly people. But if I don't defend my country, who will defend our country?
To win on the battlefield, Lieutenant Ramadan says, the army and the nation must believe that this idea of a united Iraq is worth fighting and dying for. Brian Patton, VOA News, Erbil, Iraq.